Welcome into Before We Go. J.P. Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. Our last look at the Jags' loss to the Texans before we move forward to the Detroit Lions this Sunday at Ford Field. Let's start off, guys, as we did last week. It's still the same old story. Number five is the number one topic for this team right now.
Well, and he's going to be until he changes the conversation. And it wasn't as if every throw he made the other day was bad, but key throws at key moments, you know, the pick six. When you throw a pick six, you've got to make up for it with more than just one touchdown. It's got to be two or three big plays. It's got to turn the tide from that. The misses in the second half, you know, all these things add up. They keep adding up, so until they don't add up, that's what we're talking about.
Well, the thing that troubled me the other day wasn't the missed passes, although, I mean, the one to Hearns is very troubling.
Sure.
It was the missed receivers. I mean, there was Julius that was open. On the play where he threw it that was intercepted, he had Marquise Lee over here on the backside, and he had no safety over the top and beat his man off the line of scrimmage. He was missing the plays that were there to make, not just the ones that we all saw. And that's what you'd expect from him in his third year, that he would be able to come back and make those throws. I don't know what the answer is, but he's missing throws, and then he's missing opportunities.
With nine games left, we said the last nine games were key. With eight games left, we said every game he plays the rest of the season is key. He has to show he's the guy.
Seven games left now for this Jaguars team with a 2-7 record. Who's playing for what right now? What's next for this group?
Well, I mean, look, they better not have this playing out the string mentality that you see in some locker rooms around the league, because this coaching staff, for whom these players almost universally express some affection, you know, they talk about the culture here and loving Gus. I mean, Malik Jackson was the first thing he said in the postgame the other day. I mean, these guys are on the line. These guys have got to come out and play hard for this culture that they profess to love so much and for these coaches who have so much on the line.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're playing in the NFL always for your own career. And at 2-7, there has to be an element of that, meaning, you know, what they put on tape, what they put out there is what their careers are. You wish you weren't talking about that with seven games to go. But that has to be the motivation, as well as the coaching staff. I mean, at this point, you're motivated from within because it's a miracle of miracle situations to make the playoffs. And as I've written a couple times this week, they don't make miracles this big.
And look, I mean, it's hard. There's a fog right now because we weren't talking about this in July.
Or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, we didn't. Yeah, right. I mean, we didn't anticipate being here. The players are in the same situation. They're tired of answering the same questions over and over. They don't know how to answer it and to give us that. They want to play right through this. You got to hope that they just keep going and get through this fog.
There are no answers, JP.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's finish with the defense. The pass rush, or lack thereof, they haven't had a lot of pressure on the quarterback. I know what John's going to say. It's because they haven't had much of a lead. That's where you start.
Well, that's only
right?
part of it, Brian. Right. And yes, if you had a lead, you can pin your ears back a lot more. But I think it's three sacks in the last five games, something along those lines, after a really decent start. I think you got to get a lead. I think that is what's keeping them from being an average pass rush league. Right now, they're below average. Get a lead and have some more opportunities, maybe get a little more. But that's my only answer, because as I told JP a second ago, there are no answers.
No. and look, they get worn down. I mean, in the fourth quarter, we saw that 16-yard run on third down and 16. You saw the 18-yard run on that same lead draw. You know, at some point, they need the offense to put the points on the board, whether it's the lead or keeping the game even, so that they're not out there too much.
They've led for 3 minutes over the last five games. It's hard at every position to play uphill like that, especially rushing the passer.
Here's the thing, though. Gus likes the phrase rush to maturity. We need to see that from Dante and from Yannick over the last seven games, because those, I mean, that's supposed to be the core of your pass rush. Those two young guys, you know, in that key Leo position in Gus's defense, okay, you know, you start out strong and then you fade a little bit. Young players, young teams generally are supposed to finish strong.
Right.
Those two players finishing strong would be a big addition to this team.
And it starts this week against Matthew Stafford and the Detroit Lions, and that's it for Before We Go.